What up, what up, what up? What's going on, coolies? What's going on, the cool ones? Welcome to another episode of the Jam and Nachos Random Cool Show. I am your host, Jam TJ, aka Pajama J, and I am hosted and co-hosted with my best friend. Go ahead and state your name, good sir.
Hey, T. What's going on, Jam? This is Notch, a.k.a. Derek. Well, actually, my name is Derek, but a.k.a. Notch, however you want to say it. We're back. We're here. What's going on, cool world?
It's episode 8. Number 8. I'm glad you guys are joining us here. We're pushing along. I'm very, very grateful that you guys are joining us. We're getting great reviews, great listening, and everyone is partaking in the Random Cool Show here out in CO. And I am very grateful that you guys are joining us. And you know what? It's a great day in Colorado. It's a great day in the cool world. Notch, how do you feel?
I'm going to back T up on this one. Absolutely wonderful reviews we're getting from all over. Not even just in the box state here out in Colorado, but we actually have some listeners out in Hawaii as well.
Yes, we do.
So big shout out to Hawaii. I absolutely envy you guys right now because we just went through a little crazy snowstorm, at least up here in the Denver Parker area. I know T and I were just talking about it, that he got the wonderful rain where I got dumped with some heavy ass snow. And I absolutely love the cool world, hate the cold world.
Yeah, I feel you there, man. Like, yeah. I love the rain. The rain was so beautiful down here. Oh my Lord, it was like spring. It was spring down here. Like, we got a little bit of snow, but yet the rain came first, snow came, and now we got more rain. I'm loving it. I'm a person of spring. I don't know about you, Notch, but I'm a person of spring.
I love rain. So let's just start off with, it was raining yesterday, last night, and I was super excited. I sleep with my window open. I run super hot. I don't know why. So I sleep with my window open. I'm one of those weird people that I have a super nice UGG blanket, but I have my fan on and the window open. My dog was loving it. We were just staring outside last night while it was raining, fell asleep, woke up at 6 to take him outside, and it's just packed full of snow. And just crazy how Colorado will give you the warning. If it's ever warm in winter, it's going to snow.
Yep.
Sometime that day.
And I always say this too. If you don't like the Colorado rain or the Colorado weather, just wait 5 minutes. It'll change.
That is facts, right?
Just wait. Facts. Yeah. How you been feeling though, Notch? How's your week been going?
It's been going pretty well. It's been pretty steady. We're here at on the weekend right now. It is what, Friday?
Yep.
Got to chill out today, watch the NHL All-Star game. We got represented. The Avalanche were out there. McKinnon and McCarr and our goalie was out there showing off. Think it's rigged. It was in Canada, so of course all the Canadians won. Doesn't make sense. Think tomorrow's the Pro Bowl, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes. I think so because we have the Super Bowl coming up next week, which is the 11th.
Yes. They got the the Taylor Swifts against the 49ers. Yeah.
The Taylor Swift. The Swifties versus the 49ers.
I was watching. Yeah. I saw this little meme and it said Kansas City could have the Swifties. Us 49ers, we have Del Norte, which is a band, a Mexican band. And I was cracking up. I was like, yep, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's how it works. You know, that's how the NFL is, especially if you live in Vegas. You already know the favor is going to be coming with Kansas City, so we'll see how this Super Bowl goes on the 11th.
Yeah, but the week's been going pretty well. After this, I'm going to go spend some time taking my dog. I live right next to Cherry Creek Trail in my backyard, and because the snow's out and it's very, very foggy out right now, but it's super bright because of the light pollution from Denver and the moon, of course. I love walking my trails because of all the wildlife. So I'm going to go out there with my camera and hopefully I can pick up some owls or some type of wildlife, and I'll post it on the gram so you guys could see it.
See, and I told Nacho too, if he sees some owls, he needs to definitely send me some links because I want to see that. I love owls because they're so natural creatures in their habitat, and I just love seeing them. I'm trying to get a tattoo, Nacho. I already have my right bicep tattooed, but I need my left arm tattooed with allies.
I've been seeing everybody saying, "Oh, who's down to get ink and all this stuff?" I've been itching for some more ink. I love owls too. It's weird because in Latin cultures, a lot of Latin cultures, they don't even, I think even native cultures. I'll have to ask my friend Byron. That's horrible because I'm actually more Native American than anything, and I don't even know my culture. But owls, they're frowned upon. They think they're evil spirits and stuff, but I dig them, man. They're really cool.
See, and that's the crazy thing. I don't think that owls are evil spirits. I think that owls are just very wise and very observant. And people have that bad connotation of owls because of who they are. But where have we ever heard in lore that owls are bad creatures?
I've never heard that. Not really lore, but let's go back into I believe it was the 90s, and there's a movie based off of it. Okay. Hopefully you've seen it.
Okay.
But there's a movie about extraterrestrial aliens.
Right.
And owls were portrayed as, I forgot what movie it's called. I'm going to have to Google this
real quick. It's The Fourth Kind.
Yes. Yes. Maybe people are freaked out after that. They saw that and everything. But there is that cool little reel that you can find on Instagram where there's that owl in a church, and up in the steeple, you could see the owl, and a whole bunch of people are singing. They're trying to scare it away with song. Because they're afraid of owls, and the owls just jam into it. I absolutely love it. It's a bird. I'm a birder.
It's a bird.
I was telling T, I'm a birder. It's one of my secret or hidden things that I love to do. I love taking pictures of birds. I love just going out in nature and just sitting and listening to them. They just got the best life, man. They get to just fly around and yeah. What did what's her name say in Forrest Gump? make me a bird so I can fly far, far away.
Me a bird so I can fly far away. Erica says it every single day when the kids act up. She goes, "Dear Lord, please make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away." Says it every day.
That's it. Like, that's
so yeah.
That is fact.
That's just how we are. That's just how it is.
Every time I hear stuff like that, it reminds me of old Nickelodeon shows. And I don't know if you remember the episode on Rugrats. Where they became adults, and they had to get jobs. And Tommy's because he's like, "I'm a paper pusher," and he's literally pushing a broom, sweeping the papers. And then Chucky says, "I don't want these. I don't want the I forgot how he says responsibility.
Responsibilities.
Yeah. I don't want these responsibilities." That's how I feel.
So as you say that, Notch. The would you rather question is, would you rather have a rewind or a pause button in your life?
Of course. Who wouldn't?
Would you, is a rewind or a pause button?
A rewind. Well, if it's paused, what is that? Like I pauses, I freeze, and then I can walk around.
I guess. Yeah. Right. Hmm.
Or a
rewind. But what about the rewind? What would you do with the rewind button?
I mean, rewind's pretty much time travel, but just in the past.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, do I want to time travel in the past, or do I just pause currently? Depends on how evil I'm feeling.
Okay.
Because if I'm having a rough day and I'm like, "Damn it, damn finances and damn all credit cards and all this other stuff and having to work and having to do all this to be like I'm an adult," maybe pause would be fun. You can pause and I don't know, just go around to a bank, take a couple dollars here and there.
see, for me, I would love to go rewind because it kind of fills the same question that we asked on the last episode would you want to see your ancestors and descendants? I would like to have a rewind button just to fix the mistakes that I did in the past.
What if it's only rewind in your life? I guess that kind of you answered that right there. Mistakes in your past.
Yes, not going, exactly.
I guess if you could just go back in your past, there would be some stuff that I would love to change. Of course, everybody would say, "Hey, if I could go back, I would change this and that." It's right. Just doing that has a lot of questions for the future.
Okay.
And we talked about this last time about time travel. If you go back and you tell yourself or you do something, how much of that changes your life now?
Right.
I've lost people in my life to where I would go back and either spend more time knowing that this, I don't know if I would change necessarily, like, it would be like, hey, you're going to get this, you're going to get cancer, or you're going to get sick. We need to get you better. Cause then that changes your whole reality. You know, it's, right, you don't know what's right. going to happen. Maybe right. I would go back into the past and go, hey, let me sit down. Let me just spend more time with you. Mm. And that's something that I do. Every day when people talk about like their parents and their pets and their friends and stuff, just cherish every moment. Cause it's tough, man. Losing a parent was probably one of the worst and still is one of the worst things ever. Cause there are moments where I'm just like, oh, I need a call. I can't anymore. Like,
see, and exactly, Notch, like you hit the nail on the head. Just like, just rewinding your life just to fulfill those moments because you know what's going to happen. It's just like when we talked about Selena. We already know the Selena series, what was going to happen. And if we go back in time of seeing our family and what's going to come in our future, it's just like we want to spend that time and get that knowledge, get that experience, get that perspective of our loved ones, because it's just something that's so cherished that we want to reminisce. And I think it comes down to when we go to funerals and wakes and stuff, we reminisce the times that everyone spent the time. But if we were in the present, yes, it makes us be like, oh my gosh, like this was such a great time for us to spend time with them before they pass, because we know. But it also enhances like, hey, tell me more, because I know you're going to pass. You don't know where you're going to pass, but I want you to just tell me more stories, so I can actually keep that in my brain, so I can actually tell to everybody else.
It's all fact right there. One of the biggest things I tell everybody, if they're your grandparents, your parents, or just even a neighbor, or somebody that's older, get as much. They've been through it all.
They have
stories. Even if they don't have the most exciting stories, they've lived more life than you. One of the biggest things that I loved when I was working at Best Buy as a manager was I loved managing and I loved electronics and all that stuff, but was actually talking to the people. I have really good people person, just sitting down and listening to people. I heard some crazy stories from just, and it was always the elder couples. They just want the elder people want their stories to be heard. And we're going to feel the same when we're older. We're just going to be like, come on, like Avery, tell your friends, come over, sit down. Let's have a root beer. Cause we're not going to want to drink with them.
Exactly.
But exactly. They're going to be like, hey, take this pill. It'll get you drunk. And be like, no, I want a twisted tea or something. They don't make that anymore. All right, whatever. But
right,
to actually sit down and listen to somebody's story, especially if you have your parents and your grandparents in your life, that is one thing. I lost my mom recently. Mm. I spent a lot of time Mama with Nacho. Her. But I wish I spent more time with her. My grandparents, though, passed away in 2000, 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Those, because I was in middle school, I was a little shit, and all I wanted to do was just talk to girls and spend as much time outside. That's the type of relationship that I wish I would have spent more time listening to their stories, because right. Then I hear it from like my cousins, oh, your grandpa worked in a coal mine in Trinidad, which family's history is pretty crazy. One of these days we'll have to talk about it, but I have to hear it from her instead of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so definitely. And
I feel you there, because when I talk to my grandpa, he's a retired 30 plus years of being a mechanic for being Black Hills Energy, and before that it was Xcel Energy. And him talking about things, like, he was such a different person when he worked. He was so, so just, like, agitated. He worked so much. And then when he retired, he was so loving. He was so just, he wanted to talk more. And it was just, like, hearing him being when he was working, he was such a hard ass. And then when he retired, he was such a loving person. And because he wasn't so worked to the bone, and me talking to my brothers about it and having the conversations with him, like, he's so grateful to actually enjoy family. And I love that. It's just so crazy because he was so worked so hard. And of course he didn't have time to talk to us. He just didn't have the energy for it. But as he retired, he's been retired for, I want to say, 13 years. And he loves life. He talks more. He's not so agitated. He's not so much stressed. Like, he just loves talking. And the jokes he says, it's so hilarious. I'm like, Grandpa, where did this come from? Like, you never used to talk like this. And I love that he talks like that now, because it's just like, damn, like, he's such more of a caring and freeing person because work did not bind him.
Yeah. And that's one of the things hopefully every listener out there understands. You spend more time at your job, in your career, than in your actual life. True. If you actually truly think about it.
True.
You sleep, we're cooking, we're worried about work, we got to get ready for work, we go to work, we come back, we're tired from work, then we kind of have some room, 2 days off for work most of the time. Some people are lucky and have 3 days off, but they work 10-hour days.
Yep.
Where one of those days is wasted just in rest.
Yep.
Just remember, your job shouldn't kill you.
Exactly.
If you're feeling like it's just wasting your life away and you're not doing anything, I'm not telling you to go quit your job right now, but I'm just saying, if you left your job, would your job miss you? Think about that. Like, if you were to leave this earth tomorrow, would they care? And sometimes you got to take it and be like, hey, you know what? I love my job. I love all my coworkers, but man, you guys aren't giving me... Companies right now are willing to work with you because they want that work-life balance.
Yep.
But they kind of keep it hitting until you go out and use your voice to actually voice your opinion about it. So
yep.
Just go out there. Make sure. Me personally, I want you guys out there to just take some time. One of the craziest things, and I know it's being weird, I want to be considered a hippie because but I love being grounded sometimes. And I think I told you this, T.
Yep.
But if you ever find a patch of grass and you're feeling off, take your shoes off and just sit in the grass.
Bro.
Imagine that you're just a child again. During summer, every day during summer, when I woke up, my dog would go outside. I'd let him run out there. I would just sit under my lilac bush, shoes off, and just enjoy like 10, 15 minutes of fresh air.
Bro, when you told me that last year, you were like, T, when was the last time you actually just laid in the grass and looked at the sky? I was like, damn, it's been a minute since I've done that. It's been a minute since I've done that. If you guys have the opportunity to do that, please do it. It helps with your mental wellness. It's such a great thing to do that, just to stare at the sky, because we have so much in our life going on. We're so busy. We just have so much going on. Social media. Why wouldn't you just take the time to just look at the sky?
Just
look at the
absolutely
sky.
Wonderful, especially during spring and summertime. It's kind of hard. I mean, even fall, but right now when it's snowing, it's a little bit harder. Yeah, but just going
of course.
Even if the snow's on the ground, I was just outside before we started this podcast. I was with my dogs, and they were outside, and I have a wooden fence, and I just sat on the wooden fence, and it was foggy, but it was just beautiful to go outside and look at it. Sometimes I got to get my eyes off the screens to get back to who I truly am.
Exactly.
T kind of hit it. At what point in life did we stop looking at nature? Did we stop filling the earth? And I'm going to sound like a hippie, but again, I'm not. But at the same time, like, sometimes you need that stuff.
Yeah, you really do need that stuff. You really do need to ground yourself. Like, just take a break. Be human. Don't be conformed to technology, your screen on your phone or your iPad or work. Just be human. Take some time and just enjoy the earth. Enjoy your freedom. Enjoy breathing. Most importantly, enjoy your breathing. Why do you think we have all of our Apple Watches on our wrists and they remind us, hey, take a breath for a minute. Enjoy that. Like, you shouldn't have an Apple Watch or any kind of technology to prompt you to take a breath. We should be mindful. Like, you know what? I need to breathe today. I need to take some time to just enjoy my life, enjoy my family, enjoy my well-being, enjoy my health. So that way I don't have to worry about anything else. We just need to take time for ourselves because we are in the age of technology where technology, it takes us over. We just need to be like, you know what? Let me just pass this to the right, pass it to the left, and just breathe for a second. Remember who I am. Remember what I stand for. Remember what I'm working for. And remember what I'm working towards to be an individual.
That's it. And for all of us out here in Colorado, enjoy the nature that we have, that we could, it's just literally what, 30 minutes away from you guys out in Pueblo, about 40 minutes away from us here to just go up to the mountains. And you guys out in Hawaii, I swear, if I hear that you spend most of your time inside, we'll go out there, drag you out and show you the ocean. Because if I could be there right now, we would literally be doing this podcast on the beach every single day.
Straight up.
Every single day. Umbrella. You couldn't pull me away from that.
Umbrella beach. Covering the sun, Nacho and I just on the beach, sand on our feet with a pina colada in our hand, chilling. Chilling.
Exactly.
Just chilling. We need to understand that this time of frame, even though you guys are listening to this podcast, I want you guys to understand, re-reminisce life, reminisce breath, and just being human and being an individual, because everything else takes away from us being an individual. We need to be ourselves and just live in the moment.
Yeah, we tend to reminisce a lot, but we tend to stay in our own ways now. One of the things that T and I were talking about is we're all about the 90s. We loved growing up in the 90s. Of course. Even the early 2000s, we were always outside. We were always playing basketball. And when I was thinking about that, and I told T, I was like, man, remember all those times where we didn't have to – yes, it was a different time. We did work during that time, but it was different. We have houses now. We have families and stuff like that. But at the same time, you got to understand, you can go back to that feeling if you put your mindset to that.
You sure can.
Going out there and going, you know what? What made me feel so good back then? Us shooting hoops. Well, I have a basketball court down the way. Instead of being on TikTok, which everybody's on.
Exactly.
Delete that app, seriously. You're going to see it on Instagram anyway. Delete the app or whatever. Put down the phone. Go shoot some hoops. Go outside. Spend some time with your dogs. Go talk to your siblings. Go hang out with your family. It's easy to get out of those slumps and those. We're going to talk about it on one of the things later with Elmo. But it was very concerning to me. But I understand, because I've been in those slumps. There are days where I feel like, oh man, really? Again, I like, geez, is there ever going to be like a zombie to where it becomes fun? I don't know, but we can get back to those times where we feel good by just doing those little things.
Exactly. So before we get into the podcast, let's pay the bills, Notch.
Yes, definitely. I was going to say, we're pretty deep into it.
We're deep into it. we're 20 some minutes into it. Let's pay the bills. So everybody, I know you love us, but if you really do love us, make sure you guys leave a great review. We actually have a great review for Mr. Steven. I appreciate you from leaving the review for this podcast. And everybody, go to Instagram, leave us a solid, DM, likes, screenshot your favorite episode of this podcast. This is episode 8. So everybody, just do everything what you can for this podcast. You know, we do everything for us. This is free for us. This is free for you. We take our time out for you guys, and we take a lot of editing and just a lot of planning for you guys to indulge in the content that we bring to you. So we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. And everything that you guys do for us, it makes us have a great podcast and great algorithm for us to be into the masses. I'm very biased. I don't know about Nacho, but this is one of the best podcasts in Colorado, and we want to continue to be the best podcast of Colorado. So continue that. So make sure you guys follow us on Instagram. Make sure you guys follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, any platform that you guys listen to podcasts on. We appreciate you guys. And make sure you guys go over to Cool Attire to get all your random cool needs and your cool attire. And we love you. Basically, that's it. We don't ask you for money. Well, sometimes we'll ask you for money, but we don't ask you for much. But we just want you guys to understand that we understand and we love you guys. And if you guys show us your respect, we can put more content and more things for you guys to grasp and enhance into your life to be a cool one and to be always a creator out of life. So just do us a solid. That's it.
Spread the word.
That's it.
Spread. My biggest thing is just spreading the word.
That's all we ask.
If you're out there and you're listening to it, tell your friend, tell your siblings, tell your significant other, tell your kids. We heard earlier today we were talking. There's some young ones that somehow have been listening to us and they love it too.
So exactly.
Tell everybody. Word of mouth. Ludacris said it best. Word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Exactly.
With an F.
So
word of mouth.
So when we go to that, so we're going to go into the question of the week. So the question of the week, Nacho and I talked about this. What's the worst punishment you received as a kid? Nacho, do you have anything?
Man, so T, real quick, just because the listeners didn't know what happened earlier.
Oh.
We're actually going to try to do some actual visuals for you guys. We're going to do some podcasts with the cameras so you could actually see us. And today I was actually wearing one of the first cool T-shirts. I was wearing it because my mom actually stole it from me.
Oh, shoot.
And she wore it every single day. It was like her favorite T-shirt.
Mama Nacho.
So I took it from her, and I have it personally. I don't usually wear it, but I was going to wear it today for the first time. I'll have to wear it when we actually get it up and going. But worst punishment.
Worst punishment.
I love my parents to death. Love them. Love them. But I'm a middle child.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so exactly.
If you're a middle child, you know exactly how this is going to go. I have an older sister, and she was the first girl. She was actually the first grandchild, the first child of the family. So she was spoiled. And then I came along, and then my other brother came along, and then my younger brother came along. So me and the middle brother, we kind of got a little bit worse. There were three instances, but I'm only going to talk about one of them that really come to mind. And it's funny because my mom and my brothers, we all talk about it now. We joke about it. And I'm like, man, that sucked being me at this time. So I grew up I'm a military brat. And in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, my sister, we used to have this huge above ground pool. We never used it. So it had weeds and trees growing around it. We'd run around it. And her friends were outside with my sister. I think she was probably maybe 12 and I was like 9 or 8, maybe, and I don't know. But they were outside and they were doing their little cheers and playing along and stuff like that. And my sister, love her, but she stole my Hot Wheels, this Hot Wheel car that I had. And it changed colors under hot water or cold water and stuff like that. It was really cool. I actually tried to look for it on eBay recently because I was like, I want that as like memorabilia. She took it, her friends started teasing me and all this stuff. So me, I grabbed my car and I yelled to her, "You bastard." Now, everybody in Pueblo, everybody in Colorado, if you didn't grow up on a military base, "you bastard's" nothing. It's nothing. But if you went to military school and you grew up on a military base, "bastard" is like, yeah, you're going to get your ass chewed out and stuff. So my parents got home. My sister told them what happened. Of course, this is back in the 90s. Got my ass whooped. Picked out the belt on which ass whooping to take. Then my mom was like, "You don't say those words. You got to taste soap.
Mm-hmm.
Clean out your mouth."
Mm-hmm.
So not only did I get my ass whooped, I had to eat soap to get that nasty word out of my mouth. Then I had spent some time in the corner as well. So all you kids out there that think that life is bad now, you guys don't get your ass whooped.
Yeah, I have no
you
idea.
You don't get yelled at. All this stuff. You have it easy. Please understand that it made us who we are.
Yep.
I love my parents. I don't hold anything against them. It's just one of those things that you laugh when you're a kid you hated it, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But now it's just one of those things. That's just how we were. We were raised that way.
Yep.
You go get a switch, you go get a belt, you got to eat soap, stand in the corner.
Yep.
You don't want to eat your food, go to dinner, go to bed without dinner. Exactly. That's how it is.
Yep. See, and I'm going to add to Nacho too. So there was one time where I was outside sweeping the patio and my mom was like, boy, you need to sweep that patio. I was out there sweeping it. I was pissed off. I was being defiant. And I proceeded to sweep the dirt under the rug under the patio. My mom was watching the entire time I was up there. I was like saying stuff underneath my breath. I was being stupid. I was being dumb. And my mom came out and she goes, what'd you do with all the dirt that you sweeped under the patio? I was like, I sweeped it out in the dirt. And she watched me and she goes, no, I saw you didn't sweep it into the patio. I saw you sweep it under the rug. And I go, no, I did not. So my mom came out with a wiffle bat. And you know the wiffle bats, the yellow ones that came with the holes in the ball. And yep. She came out and she swung it at me. And I protected myself. And ooh. I blasted myself in the eye with my own fucking knee. Gave myself a black eye. I blasted myself. I was crying like a little baby. And my mom was like, that's what you get. You shouldn't have told a fib. You shouldn't have lied saying that you swept everything. I watched you sweep it under the rug. And you know what? I was watching The Wiz with a black eye, crying hysterically, trying to watch The Wiz. And I give my mom shit. I was like, remember when you beat my ass with the whip or with the wiffle bat? She was like, I never hit you with the bat. Your ass put it in with your hand.
You know what's funny about that story is definitely could see that with your mom just being like, that's what you get.
That's it. My mom, that's what you get. You shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have done that. Da 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 da. I'm like, yep, you know? And that's what I have to deal with. That's karma. That is karma.
One of the funniest stories, I know this is going a little bit off topic, but it's kind of similar what we're talking about. It's not really a punishment, but being hurt and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Do you remember when we were playing basketball on, was it Lehigh or
Regis?
Raleigh?
It was Regis.
Regis. So we're playing ball. It's T, his brothers, Miles and Chaz and I. We're playing twos. Everybody. So at this point, if you know who Chaz and Miles are, they're both, what, 6'2 now?
Yeah.
They're all
about yeah.
Your height?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe a little bit taller?
Yep.
At that time, they were my size. Or Miles wasn't, but Chaz was. Chaz was about 5'5", 5'6" at this time. He hadn't gone through his crazy Gumby stretch type of stuff. We're playing ball. He's on your squad. I'm with Miles. And he comes up to dunk on me. And I jumped with him. And his head goes straight into my lip. And he's got the biggest freaking knot on his head. And my lip is split open. Now, craziest thing, we fight through pain, at least us that grew up through that,
right?
I'm bleeding all over the court, I'm spitting blood. Chaz has got this huge knot on his head. We're still balling, we're still going at it. We're like, nope, keep on going, keep on rolling. Your mom comes out and I remember this word for word. She's all, what the hell is wrong with you boys, get your ass inside. We're in high school at this point. Yeah, we were in high school.
We were,
or maybe
yes.
even out of high school.
Yeah, something
and
like
I've
that.
I've never been like, yes, ma'am, like straight inside. Like, nope, I ain't getting my ass whooped. Like, nope.
Till this day, Chaz still has that knot, and I know you still have that knot in your lip.
I still have scar tissue in my lip because of that.
Bro, we had the hardcore games at Regis. Hardcore games. I know Trizzy Reamans. He does. He was there too.
Everybody was there.
We had hardcore.
We used to
games.
Play crazy. Even before we went to the slabs or the church or whatever, we'd play. Then we'd go play, and then we'd come back and play, and
yep.
then we'd go out.
Yep. Yep.
Like it was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So and that actually comes down to the more things that I heard from other people I found on the internet and in the DMs.
Yeah, let's see what they say.
Okay. Kneeling on uncooked rice while holding a book over your head.
I've heard of that.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. You might as well sit on Legos at that
point. Bro, scary kids scaring kids. Basically. Basically. Okay. And you already said this, Notch. Pick a switch.
Yeah.
Pick a switch.
Nope. That one is too thick.
Pick a switch.
Get one that is green and small. Yep. That shit better break the sound barrier when I flick my wrist.
Bro, when I heard pick a switch, I was like, shit, I'm about to get my ass whooped. My ass is going to be raw. Ooh, I'm about to get my ass whooped. The crazy thing too, so I was talking to Eric about this. So the one thing that I remember, it was me, Miles, and Chaz, and my two cousins. We were at my great-great-grandma's house, and we were being stupid. We were being crazy boys, and my cousin, he was younger than us, he was jumping on the bed. He jumped up, he broke the ceiling fan, and it fell and crashed on the bed. My great-grandmother came into the room, and as he jumped underneath the bed, she grabbed his ass like it was a fucking horror movie and pulled his leg and whipped his ass because he broke the goddamn ceiling fan. We were scared for our life. We never wanted to mess up ever again. It was like Freddy versus Jason, where you know the camper goes underneath the bed to hide underneath from the assailant from Freddy or Jason. Pulled his ass. I was like, yep, I'm done. Mom, can you come get me? Grandma Diz is beating our asses. I'm not trying to deal with this right now. Can you come beat us? I'm ready to come home.
At least it was just one child, because in our family, you all fucked up.
Everybody's fucked up.
Yep. Everybody, the one person that did is gonna get their ass whooped. The rest of you pick a corner. You all in trouble.
And it's worse when nobody fesses up.
Oh, then everybody gets their ass beat.
Everybody gets their ass beat. Notch knows.
See, when you said when you told your story about the wiffle bat and you said you went to go block, that was one of the things when we were growing up, and they'd be like, all right, you're about to get your ass beat with the belt, with the switch, and you try to cover yourself.
Oh, bro. Oh, you get it worse.
Put your hands down.
You get it worse.
Put your hands down.
See? And that's why the kids of this age, they don't know what an ass whooping is. They don't. We got our asses whooped. And that's why we're okay. But sometimes we got a little bit of psychological issues when it comes to being our ass whooped. But you know, it makes us good kids.
I was like, T, we're definitely strong. But we're in that generation where it was like, you better not cry. That's why we don't have a lot of emotion.
Exactly.
It took me to get to the age of like 32 to actually start showing emotion.
Exactly.
Where I was told, hey, it is okay to be emotional, especially as a guy. Because before then, it was like, I even told T, I hurt my wrist. I may have tore something in my wrist.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying, I'll just wrap it up and stuff. The cold weather today, I'm in so much pain to where I was just like, all right, maybe I do need to go see a doctor.
You know what?
Why we act like that is because how we were raised.
90s babies are so stoic with pain. And I've done that for years. I've messed up my ankles. I've messed up my back. I've messed up my head. We are so stoic when it comes to pain. It's because we had to internalize it. Not saying it's a good thing, but it kind of be a good thing because we understand how to manage pain. And others don't know how to manage pain because they're ready to dial CSS, you know, child services, to be like, come and get me. My parents are being stupid.
They yelled at me. They took away my iPad.
Yeah, right. They took away my phone.
That's a good day.
They took away Bluey. They took away Blue's Clues. Yeah. But they don't understand what we went through.
Just bleeding all over the place and saying, just walk it off. It's fine.
So when you told me, when we were talking about this, you were telling me that your mom made you guys run around the backyard.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to mention that. I vividly remember my grandparents' house down in Pueblo getting in trouble, and it was like, go run the yard, run the fence, run it, keep on running.
Like I were in a penitentiary.
Yeah. I even going younger on base. Well, you're going to throw a fit. You're going to be grounded. Oh, I'm going to run away. All right, run away. Can't leave that stop sign. Can't go across the street. Exactly. When you come back, you're getting ass beat.
Exactly.
You're going straight to bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So with you talking about running, I remember in basketball in high school, we had to do the Indian drill, the Indian run, or countdowns, or countdowns. Sweet 16s. Yeah. That was the worst. And that's why I don't like running now. I hated conditioning. It ruined me for wanting to do anything cross country, anything that has to do with track. I hate running because of how we were punished in basketball. I hate it. I hate running. Absolutely hate running.
I forgot. I wish I remember who said this, but it wasn't with our question during the podcast, but okay. Few years back we were talking about like punishments similar to this, but I had somebody tell me one time that they had like an attic and they were told to go in almost like the Home Alone thing. Okay. Where they were a kid and they were like, well, if you're gonna act up, go to the attic. Okay. And they made him go up there. That would scare me as a kid if I was terrified of some shit like that.
That'd be nuts because we all are afraid of the attic. There's scary shit that happens in the attic all the time.
There any more comments?
There's two more. So my auntie Kim used to tie me. She used to tie me up in the closet while Freddy Krueger was playing in the background.
Wait, that's what she said?
That's what happened.
Oh man, that's tough.
That's what fucking happened. And then there's another one. Not talking to you for a day. Your parents would act like you don't even exist.
Yeah.
That's some scary shit. You really fucked up if your parents don't want to talk to you. Like, yep. you are their seed, and they don't want to talk to you at all.
Gosh, man. The funny stuff. Just, can you imagine if you're just a kid, and you just hear your parents just be like, oh, goddamn, I should have pulled out.
Exactly. I should have swallowed you.
I should have just swallowed you. What do you mean? Like, as a kid, not knowing what that means, now we're just like, damn. Now, the craziest part about these stories, and I do want to talk about one more, but the craziest thing about this is our parents were young.
Yes.
I know
yes,
your mom were. Was young.
Yep, my mom parents was 21 were very young. When she had me. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of those things that I absolutely respect my parents. Yes, I got my ass beat. Yes, I ate soap. I had to sit in the corner. I didn't get dinner. All that other bullshit. That was on me.
Right.
My parents were young.
Right.
I had four kids to deal with.
Right.
At the age of 30. When I was in my 30s, I wasn't trying to – when I hit 30, I was afraid of marriage. I didn't know where I wanted to live. I didn't have no kids. I had a dog. I was like, yeah, I got a dog. I'm grown up. I got a really good job. Four kids at 30. If my mom – respect. Across the board, I respect
straight
your parents,
up.
Your
straight
mom.
Up.
I thought – I was like, man, she had three boys.
Mm-hmm.
Three boys.
Mm-hmm.
My siblings were wild and out. TJ's siblings were wild and out. We were so wild. I was around them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. See, in our first child, I was 28. I was 28 years old. My mom was 21 when she had me.
Yeah.
I was 28, her senior.
And because you listeners have heard, Adam Trey has been on this show.
Yes, he has.
Mad time respect for Adam's parents.
Oh, man.
His
bro,
mom.
Bro.
Because
his
Adam.
Pops.
I love Adam and I love Bennett. But dear Lord, Bennett.
I love them. I love those boys. I love those boys in my heart. I do.
I hope you're listening to this because you stole me a Red Lobster dinner, but at the same time, you are a wild child boy.
I love those boys. Those boys are my heart. We've known them since Pitts Middle School. I love those boys with all my heart.
God, the stories of Trey, the stuff that we all did.
Yeah, we got some stories, and you listeners out there, you guys are going to definitely hear our ice capades when it comes to Nacho, Trizzy, and Jam. Like, we had some times, but that's for another day.
So before we get into the next segment, I do want to end it with this real quick.
Okay.
It's a little funny story. It was kind of a punishment, but it's hilarious now
okay.
that we're all adults.
Okay.
So in I think it was like eighth grade to like ninth grade, Eminem was just getting popular, and okay. I had bought both the Marshall Mathers and the Slim Shady LP album CDs. And my sister got wind of it, and she, I had like Dre and Outkast and Ludacris and all them stuff, but my sister didn't care about those rappers, just Eminem. She told my mom, and she's like, you shouldn't be listening to this artist because he's a womanizer. He promotes, like, he was the slurs, and he's always cussing. He's talking about killing his wife and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So my sister and my mom got my CDs in front of me, and they broke them, crumbled them up, and said, you can't listen to that rapper.
Bro. My mom made me burn my tapes.
Okay.
At a Christian bonfire.
Oh no. We're gonna have to get into that. Yeah, but today, if you talk to my sister, who her favorite artist is, it is Eminem.
That's so awesome.
We joke about it all the time. She is by far, she calls herself a stan. She's like, I'm such a stan. Like when the Detroit Lions were in the playoffs, she's like, I'm rooting for Detroit because of Eminem. And I was like, you don't even watch football. And she's like, I'm such a stan. And I was like, it's so funny how that changed. Like, right. Here, you can't listen to this. Right, and now she's a diehard Eminem fan.
That's
one of the
crazy.
Funniest stories ever. That like, I so laugh crazy. Every time I think about that.
That cracks me up. But it's all experience.
Yep.
It's all experience.
Okay. But what they didn't know is I had an iPod, the first iPod, and I had the whole album on there.
Nacho was like, hey, dear Eminem, I did it.
You guys can break my shit. I've gone digital.
I got it. I've gone digital. I got LimeWire. I got Kazaa. You don't even know about Kazaa.
Napster and LimeWire.
Y'all have no idea. Okay. So we're going to get into Top Quizzy. So this top quizzy is not top five, notch. So this one is, how many moons does each planet have? And I'm going to start with number one, Earth.
Well, Earth, of course, has our moon.
Has number one.
I think Mercury and Venus actually don't have moons, if I'm not mistaken, because they're too close to the sun.
Exactly. You already got those two.
I'm really big on space. I love okay. it. And what I'm gonna kill Mars? My I think
what
I could
about Mars.
I feel like Mars has maybe less than 10, like 8.
They have two.
Two.
Okay.
And I feel like I know the names too. Is it like Utopia?
I have no idea when it comes to the names. I just know the numbers.
Okay. Outskirts of the belt. When we go into Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, and I'm mm-hmm. including Pluto.
Okay.
Pluto yep. does. Yep. So this is the problem.
Pluto is in our learning curriculum.
I don't care what anybody says. It's
yeah,
in my
they
skin.
Wanna say it's in our skin. They wanna say that Pluto's a dwarf planet. I don't give a fuck. It's like a Pluto planet. Is in the universe. It's still a planet. It's still a planet.
Definition is a planet is something that orbits the sun or star that has something that orbits itself.
Exactly.
So in all
exactly.
reality, is Mercury and Venus not having its own orbit? Are those planets? Like, they should have got rid of them.
Exclude that.
I have a tattoo of Pluto. It's on my skin. It's a planet forever and ever.
It's for real.
Jupiter and Saturn, I know, are like in the hundreds.
Okay, what do you think? How many moons does Saturn have?
You're going to skip Jupiter first because it's Mars. Jupiter.
Let's do yeah. How many moons does Jupiter have?
Jupiter doesn't have rings, so it would just be considered actual planets. I'm going to say about like 200.
95 moons.
Damn, I was off.
90 fucking five. Yeah. What? Okay, what about Saturn?
Saturn. So. Do I go scientific on you guys out there?
Go ahead.
The
notch.
Rings.
Talk your shit.
Anything
your shit,
that orbits the planet is supposed to be considered a planetary moon, or it's considered. So the rings are technically considered a moon with each little particle. So it's probably thousands. But if you're just talking solid, like similar planet, small, say probably about like 200 to 300.
146.
Damn, I'm like way off. Well, I'm counting the rings.
Let me see how many rings Saturn has. You know what's crazy about that? When I started researching this, I was like, okay, what is considered a moon? Are they considering asteroids satellite that are in orbit, mm-hmm, and the satellites that are around it that makes it classified as a moon? I was like, that is kind of crazy that it has so many moons, but we have one. Mercury has zero and Venus has zero.
Yeah.
What?
I knew Mercury and Venus didn't because they're too close to the sun.
They're too close.
Planets are less than because the pull of the sun should technically, it's almost on the edge where they should pull them. You want to hear something crazy though? We can go scientific in this stuff.
Go ahead.
Mercury is the closest planet to the sun, but it's not the hottest. Venus is.
Exactly. You are getting some Googleplex right now. Notch is dropping some knowledge on y'all.
Yeah, I'm in my phone. Just kidding. I absolutely love space stuff.
Notch is dropping some knowledge on y'all.
Actually, I love the planet Venus just because the weather there. Did you know that sometimes it solidifies carbon so much that it rains diamonds?
Yes, I heard. I saw that shit. I was like, that's kind of crazy that it rains diamonds. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
But at the same time, those diamonds don't, when they hit the ground, they're already melted. So it goes from carbon to diamond to just liquefied. Hot liquid, whatever.
Exactly.
And then that song, Shine Bright Like a Diamond, love Rihanna, but diamonds don't shine, they reflect.
Exactly. And you know what?
Damn it, Rihanna.
But that song was written by Sia.
Damn it, Sia. And it's crazy because, Sia has her own version. Right, I'm pretty sure I've heard Sia sing it. So,
yep, that's her. She wrote that for Rihanna.
I love Sia. Sia's so dope.
She's so fucking dope.
But Neptune and Uranus.
Neptune, yes. How many moons do you think Neptune has?
I feel like Neptune has less. So I'm gonna say 40 to 30.
14.
Yeah, I knew it had less.
What about Uranus?
Uranus has, of course, it has its own rings on the side. I'm going to say about 8, 9.
27.
Damn, how did that happen?
Exactly. I was very surprised as you are. What about Pluto? So you and I grew up in the era that Pluto was in our solar system. And years progressed. It said that Pluto was a dwarf planet. And it's because of how far it is away from the sun. But I still signified and categorized Pluto as a planet within our solar system. How many moons do you think that Pluto has?
I'm gonna say it's probably about 13 to 15.
It has five.
Which it is a smaller planet. There's less. But this is the thing with Pluto, is technically the way, hopefully they could turn that new, not the Hubble telescope, what is it, the Webber telescope? Hopefully, the Webber telescope uses different, it's not an actual telescope. It uses light refraction and x-ray and stuff.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to point it towards planets, but I'm pretty sure there's more out there that they can't actually see. I think Pluto, since the discovery of Pluto, it hasn't even made its first trip around the sun since the discovery.
No, it hasn't.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yep. See, Notch knows his shit. We love space. Notch and I, we both love space, and it's so crazy because if you guys go back to the first episode of the Random Cole Show, we talk about how we're such nerds when it comes to things. It's not general knowledge. We dive into so much things that is not general knowledge that people don't know because we're intrigued by it. We love understanding different things like this because we love stuff like that. We don't care if anybody loves it. We don't care if it's a popular opinion. We just love to see how the world is, how people act, and just a general thing for just ourselves and our hearts for us just to know.
So crazy thing about space, and I'm going to drop a little crazy story about this, and it broke my heart. So I believe in December, just this past December, Voyager 1, if you don't know what Voyager 1 is, it's a satellite that was launched in, I believe, the late 70s. And it was going to be, it has a really cool plate on it. It's made of gold. You should definitely Google it because it has It shows our location with stars, where Earth is, and it has like the formula for DNA, and the actual disc is a record, and it has sounds, and it has Johnny B. Goode on it as a song.
Johnny B. Goode.
But this December, I believe it was like around Christmas, Voyager entered interstellar space in 2012. I believe it was around 2012. And in 2023, finally stopped sending signal. So that satellite is now the furthest thing. So me personally, it's almost like I kind of have like that feeling like Voyager has its own personality and it's out there alone. And now it's just lost in space forever.
Oh yeah, it's just
and that's
it's
sad.
Like debris.
Like it, when debris. They, when they said that, and it's like, oh man, like he either lost his battery or it's just too far in interstellar space. Like we'll never know now.
Yeah, like, we never know.
Who knows what's going to happen? Not in my lifetime. There's, maybe, hopefully, if I'm lucky. But yeah, that's just trippy, crazy, cool to understand how far it's traveled. That it's no longer in our solar system. It's interstellar. Right, interstellar space, right? Interstellar?
It's interstellar, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, interstellar space.
Yep. It's interstellar, Matthew McConaughey.
Going on a little rant, but I love space. Just love
space
it.
Is so dope. And like if you love NASA. Yeah.
If you think you're the center of the universe and you're the only being in this crazy universe or vast of space, you're crazy.
Yeah, you're ignorant as hell. I'm sorry, you're ignorant.
Yeah,
you are.
You just don't understand how things work and how stars and planets and life and all that stuff works.
Yep, exactly. And see, Nacho and I, we can geek out on this all day. That would be another podcast. But I know Nacho has two topics of interest for this podcast. Go ahead and hit him.
Oh man, do we go with the Almo or do we go with the freeze?
Let's go with the freeze first I can't really handle Elmo right now because go ahead with the freeze.
So Kansas played Miami in below temperature. I think we talked about this.
We did.
For a
we
second,
did.
But there's more we to did. The story. So recently during the Kansas Miami game, it was below temperature. They didn't want to play the game, but out in Kansas City, Missouri, I think it was Kansas City, Missouri. There were a couple of friends. They were throwing a party and three of them got locked out of the house, and later on, 3 days later, they found the bodies. Nobody even knew what happened. Friends and family were trying to get a hold of them. It was weird that these three friends never went to work and all this stuff. So my thing is, they froze, but when the police showed up to the person's house, he was a scientist, or he worked on HIV like medicines or something like that. Like he was high in the medical field. And he said he didn't know that his friends were there, but he was on like a binge drinking, not showing up to work, not doing all this stuff, like just plastered, trying to drink away his fills, in my opinion. These three all froze to death, and they're kind of thinking it's a little suspicious. We like that suspicious type talk. We talked about it with the MI6 person.
MI6, yep. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about this one?
Bro, it's so weird. When it first came up, I was like, how did you not know three of your friends disappeared? And because it said that he went to bed, he retired in bed with his girl, and then he woke up and he's like, I have all these text messages from all my friends' wives, girlfriends, parents. They have no idea where they are. How did he not know they left? I don't know if they were that drunk, but then you told me today there was fentanyl in their system.
Oh,
they
had
all kinds of narcotics in their system, and they just dipped out. But like all three of them?
So over the limit fentanyl in their system, like way more than a body can handle. Almost like it was purposely put in the body. Like, oh, they didn't know that you could touch this stuff and pass away.
Right.
So it was put in their body. And these were three guys that weren't into drugs of that sort. So it was like very suspicious.
See, what makes me wonder is like, were they really KC fans, or was the owner of the house a really KC fan? They had a bet going on and something happened and he ended up drugging them. But that's just me. That's just me thinking on conspiracy shit. Like, we, okay, again, this is not a conspiracy podcast. We just want to know answers. And these answers are so skewed that it's very, very weird that we're like, okay, what the hell happened to these three individuals with their best friend and them not being a topic of their best friend seeing where they're at? Because I know for a fact, if Nacho and Trey were missing and if they were at my house, I'd be like, hey, dog, did you guys make it to your house? Please text me before you guys make it home.
Yeah,
I want to make sure you guys didn't get stopped by cops. You guys aren't in jail. You guys aren't on the side of the road. Please let me know that you guys made it home.
And the guy was saying that he saw the text messages, but he didn't respond to them.
He didn't respond.
Like, come on, dude, something's up.
It's
something's
weird.
It's hella weird.
I just don't know. So listeners, if you guys have read this topic, please DM us. We're going to have this episode on YouTube. Hopefully we're going to have it on YouTube, just the audio, but please make comments and just let us know what you guys have heard. If it's something you guys haven't heard on this podcast, or if you guys have heard something from another source, just let us know what's happening, because we want to know answers just as much as you do.
Definitely. Well, let's go into the second story. That one was just more of a, what's going on?
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah.
Very interesting. But the other one was Elmo. I don't know. Besides Elmo's getting beat up, which TJ sent me a thing of Elmo getting beat up, which I was freaked out about that.
It was Larry Elmo, right? David. Yeah. It was Larry Elmo. David, and Elmo's dad just watched him get his ass beat by Larry David from freaking Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
But Elmo most recently, and I don't know if it was on Sesame Street or, because I know Sesame Street's now on HBO Max, and they're trying to kind of do similar to what Blue's Clues did with Steve. Mm-hmm. But Elmo recently asked how people are feeling out in the world. How are things truthfully going on? How are you feeling? Well, it wasn't the most positive thing that Sesame Street would normally have on your PBS channel.
So I actually did some screenshots, and Elmo asked, how is everybody doing? One person goes, Elmo, we are tired. Another person said, Elmo, my wife left me. My daughters don't respect me. My job is a joke. Any more questions, Elmo? One person goes, Elmo, we're suffering. And someone else goes, it's been a tough time since we left the street and entered the workforce, Elmo. And what's the worst one I've seen? Someone said, Elmo, get out of here. The earth is not safe.
And that goes back to multiple episodes in the past that we've talked about this. If the government, and we can go deeper into this, but where is our money truthfully going? Why aren't we helping the people in the United States rather than other countries? When are we going to start focusing? When is somebody going to step up? I have a voice, but I'm not that big, but I'm just waiting for that next Martin Luther King. Maybe it will happen. Maybe somebody's just like, you know what, T and Notch have a really good podcast. We want to start pumping them up. And if I had the followers, I'd go out there and be like, yo, shit's fucked up. We have old 80-year-olds telling us are fighting over who's the worst for the presidency. You've got money going to wars, which they recently just started bombing Jordan now and Libya and Iraq and Iran. And I'm like, geez, oh man, we must need that oil again. We must need money.
Honestly, they should have the fucking nursing homes. They need to be in the nursing homes.
Who's the worst of the worst? You got one guy that's our president, who's Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, he's just old.
Yeah, he's just old.
And I don't have anything against him. He's just old. He stutters his words. He's confused. Sometimes he forgets where he's at.
Yep.
He doesn't know what he's saying. And then now he's kind of stooped down a little low where he's talking shit. I'm like, bro, don't become another person when the other person's doing the same thing.
Right.
And then you got the other person that tries to look like he's young and he's painted orange and shit. And if he becomes president, it's going to stir up the country. At what point do we the rules were made back in the 1776, written a little bit for absolutely stupid, only help the rich.
Yep.
The middle class and the lower class are being fucked. And every TV show and movie that's ever kind of semi talked about it. It was funny. I literally just watched In Time with Justin Timberlake. And I was like, man, we might as well just court ourselves into little districts.
Bro.
That's how it feels. You don't have enough time. We're gonna steal this you time. Don't. You're gonna work your ass off and that's what's happening. Yep. And we're all starting to feel it. Us as a people, especially in the 30s and 40s and 50s, even late 20s, we're very vocal on how we feel now that we understand that we could be vocal on our feelings. And we're saying,
I'm so tired.
And I'm being worked like a workhorse, and I'm not going to just roll over and kill. I'd rather voice my opinion and say this. And unfortunately, we could voice, we're just not stepping out of it just yet. And that's what we were talking about earlier. Your job, you should have a work-life balance. If your job is going to be, I don't want you to suffer. Get out of there.
Exactly. And again, this is not a political podcast. This is not a conspiracy podcast, but we are also Americans. We also are entitled to our opinions. And things in America have not been going so well under the presidency, the past presidency. And we need things to be smoother and just more copacetic for us, because things aren't going right. And for us to have older politicians running for office to govern and be commander in chief of this United States, we have some, you know, discrepancies on how are things going to be handled in the future, because we have children, we have lives, we have retirement, we have jobs that we want to be secured for when we're ready to retire, and things don't seem like they're in our favor, and we just want something to be close to 100% for us to be like, things are going to be okay. And I don't see that happening. Things are very sketchy, and I don't know. And I've always said with politics, if the president that is in office, if they don't affect me, I don't care. But if they do affect me, I do care, and I have something to say. Because if it has something to that's going to affect my family and my job, yeah, I'm definitely going to have some words to say, and I'm definitely going to be very vocal when things are going to be happening. And now I'm in that space where it might affect my life and it might affect my family. So what the hell are we going to do?
Yeah, definitely. You have younger ones. So now you got to start looking at their future as well. Exactly. You got people that are just like, oh, well, I don't want kids.
They're depending on us.
They're just like, I don't want kids, so who cares about the future? And right. You got the other ones that are like, yo, this is the future. Like, think about it. What's happening now is just going to get worse and worse. And we're allowing the different types of class control what we do. And we've always had that. But at what point do we actually step up and go, you know what? This isn't right. Like, we know right from wrong, and this is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that they had a puppet that we grew up on asked this question, and the real answers came out to a puppet.
Right. Like,
and then it really brought me back to the Blue's Clues when Steve came out there, and Steve was just like, hey, like, we're all grown-ups. We all have, like, we're all going through some stuff. Just remember, like, I'm here with – dude, I've never bawled from somebody, like, TV talking to me, but I felt it when he – like, this dude – that I grew up on that doesn't even know who I am is talking to me, and I felt it. And then they got a puppet asking us how we're feeling. And I'm just like, man, Elmo, if you ask me, like, shit's fucked up. And I'm at the point to where sometimes I'm like, dude, I could do a podcast from a different country and just live on the beach and not care about anything. Like, fuck the United States. People want to come to the United States. I'd be glad to go to a beach area and just live off the land. I love growing plants and fruits and stuff like that. Maybe I need to get away.
Maybe we need a break. And it's crazy. I love that you said that, Notch. I love that you said that, because they always say that Democrats go off of emotion, or not emotion. They go off of scientific stuff, and then Republicans go off of emotion. But it's like they never ever ask the real pertinent questions, like Blue's Clues, Bluey, Peppa Pig, Elmo from Sesame Street. They never ask those pertinent questions, like, how are my people doing? If I'm for the people and I'm for the Americans, why am I not truly asking them how they are doing?
Well, they ask them through their little like town halls when they're running.
But it's like bullshit.
When they need your vote and they want you to seem like they're sympathetic, and they're like, how are you really feeling? They're like, I hate my job. I need this. Well, if I'm president, I'm going to do. You ain't doing shit. Just say, you know what? Dude, I'm sorry that life sucks. Like, at least Elmo said, had a stuttered face. He's just like, what? Like, oh man, this shit's real.
Shit's fucked up.
And then that last one that you said, where it said leave this planet because shit's fucked up, it goes back to when we were talking about aliens and the government and hiding stuff. If aliens were here, who gives a shit?
Who cares?
If they're going to start a war, that's on the government. That's you guys. Figure that shit out.
Straight up.
They're just here and they're just trying to figure out who we are and all this stuff, and you think we're going to freak out? No, we've got bigger problems than that.
No, we're good.
I'd be more excited for something to distract me from my life, like aliens, than than you going, we're going to hide it from you guys because you guys aren't ready. No.
Nigga, I got bills to pay.
Come on.
I got children to feed.
Them aliens made it all the way from here. That means they came from another solar system.
Exactly.
That means they have technology and they can answer questions. They might be at peace on the world and they're trying to figure out stuff. Right now, this world isn't at peace. And if you watch all those other those shows like In Time or what was the show with Keanu Reeves where he came down and
the day the Earth stood still.
The day the Earth stood still, where he came down and he asked a person that wasn't from this planet, how are the people, how are they interacting? He was like, dude, they're a plague. Like, we need to exterminate them. And then he explained it to the girl. Keanu Reeves was like, you guys are hurting the Earth. Like, we're not here to help you. We're here to help the Earth.
Exactly. We could care less about you guys.
Yeah.
We want to help conserve the Earth.
Sometimes that's how I feel. Destroying it. Sometimes I feel like that. I'm just like, come on, aliens. Do that. Talk to the people that are actually just like, you know what? I do care about the Earth. I do care about how I am and how my family is and my friends and stuff like this. Do I care about money? No, but I know money is what I need to live by. So I'm always trying to figure out how to become better with that financially.
Right, because
that's how the world turns. Should it turn like that? No. But we've allowed these people to do it.
Exactly. We have people that are appointing authorities that are telling us how we should control the Earth, when actually we should be for the people, and it's never been for the people.
No.
Because someone's always poor. Someone's always hungry. Someone's always not wealthy. And why is that? Everybody should flourish.
You got the wrong young kids going to work, coming back, and the VA can't even help them. And now they're on the side of the road, homeless, hungry, and we're allowing this convoy of people to come in. If these people need to come in the United States, is what it is. You guys want to figure that out, but at the same time, your own people are hurting. Why help them when you're not? If you could help, first off, you have enough money that you're giving to these other countries. Okay, this convoy is coming over, help them, but help your own people. It is a joke. It is a joke that our own veterans are on the side of the street. It is a joke that kids can't get meals. It's a joke that Flint still doesn't even have clean water. That to me is hilarious. Like,
It's crazy.
It's
astonishing.
Just ridiculous. But then you got two old guys fighting over. Oh, I saw a video of Donald Trump signing the side of this farming equipment.
I seen
and he
that.
Goes, he goes, Biden can't do that. I'm like, what, write his own name? Like, bro, come on. Like, dude, at what point are you guys going to talk about each other's moms?
It's just bullshit. It's just bullshit. It's a how big is your dick?
Yeah.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
And at that age, they ain't that big. So fucking get over yourself.
you still need Viagra to run the country.
And all these people that, yeah, we're just a whole nother story. Whole other crazy stuff. We keep on ranting, but we need to get out of this. Let's go into something else. Piss me off.
So
ready to go punch somebody in the face.
So I was thinking we can do two fan theories. Two like fan theories of two topics. I was thinking Rugrats. What are the fan theories that you heard about Rugrats?
So I was trying to think of that because when you said fan theories, I've heard about Rugrats, and I am I was hoping that you remembered because I was drawn. I think it had something to do with it was Angelica.
Angelica.
Everybody's in her imagination. Mm-hmm. And like Tommy, because he was premature, end up passing away. I just know there's a huge fan theory on it, so, which is pretty crazy.
So I know Tommy he passed away. He was premature, of course, like you just said. Chucky also too, because his mom actually died while giving birth to Chucky.
Yes.
Phil and Lil are actually one person. Angelica sees Phil and Lil as two people, but Phil and Lil is actually one person. So they actually switch the bow tie that goes on the head, and they take it off when they want to be Phil, and they put it on when they want to be Lil. Yeah. And also, when Tommy uses the screwdriver, it pays homage to Doctor Who.
There, which is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
big Doctor Who
fan. That's one of them. Yeah, we're such big Doctor Who fans. If you guys didn't know, we love Doctor Who like crazy. We've talked about it. So the biggest one that I found out was Buffy the Vampire. What do you know about Buffy the Vampire, Notch?
Great series.
Great fucking series.
That's all I know. I didn't know there was a fan theory for it.
Do you know who her cousin is? Buffy's cousin is.
Why do I feel like this is going to be like some Supernaturals type stuff? But no, I don't.
Scott Summers from X-Men, who is Cyclops.
Wait, what?
Scott Summers, who is Cyclops I know. X-Men. So I heard about this. I don't know if this is true. Listeners, if you know that it is true from the comic books, Scott Summers said this in the comic book. He said, I have a cousin who is in a mental institute. Her name is Buffy Summers. She thinks that she is fighting zombies, or not zombies, vampires, and she thinks it's her reality. This is actually a real episode that happens in Buffy the Vampire. There's an episode where Buffy the Vampire is in a mental institute, and she loses her powers, and she's under psychosis, thinking that she is fighting vampires, and she thinks that she's the chosen one to fight vampires. Her cousin, who is an X-Men, that is a true X-Men, he speaks of this and says that she has a mental health, thinking that she fights vampires in her world. That fucks up the whole timeline for Buffy the Vampire Slayer for me.
Wow. That is crazy. Now I'm gonna have to. I love fan theories, just to read them to think about it. I also love when like things are based off of comics, because comics are very intertwined with other stuff, especially just so many different things. Like Scooby-Doo is with Batman, and you got the Ninja Turtles and all that stuff. It's just awesome to see how everything intertwines with comics and stuff like that. Never heard that. But I did hear. Yeah. So I'm going to talk about one.
Okay.
In Greece, Sandy actually dies.
What? How?
So there's a fan theory that in Summer Nights, the song Summer Nights, when Danny's singing, he says, I saved her life. She nearly drowned.
Okay.
But the fan theory is she actually did drown. She did drown. And everything is in her head. And at the end, when she's waving in the flying car, it's her finally passing through to her to the spirit world. She's actually replaying everything as if it did happen, but she actually drowned.
That's dark. Because Greece is so summer night,
yeah,
feeling a blast. Yeah, no, fuck no. There's no darkness in Greece. There's no darkness in Greece.
Right?
Wow. That's kind of crazy. That is crazy. Okay, what about this one? The peddler in Aladdin is actually a genie. I know you and I talk about this a lot, but it seems like the genie is the peddler in the beginning of Aladdin.
He is.
He is.
Yeah.
He has to be.
No, he is, because he's the one that says, like, at the end, he changes. I thought that was for real. Like, at the end, he changes into the genie and he flies away.
Apparently, there's some discrepancies on that.
Or am I just imagining? Is that like a... what was that thing that we talked about?
Mandela effect.
I could have swore at the end.
I thought he was too.
He's the peddler, and then he turns into the genie and kind of laughs away, and he like does the whole WB Warner Brothers where he breaks through the fourth wall
type. But it makes you question who let him out of the lamp for him to be the peddler.
Well, I think he was just talking about it. It wasn't. So remember, Aladdin sets him free, and then
but is it after or before?
I think it's after. I think he's telling a story, because at the beginning of Aladdin he goes, let me tell you a story of this, and then it's him telling the story, and then at the end he's like, haha, I'm the genie, and you're just like, ah, look, it he's a genie and he's free.
It's like, oh shit, he was telling the whole story.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this one? You remember Footloose?
Yeah, of course.
What about Tremors?
Yes, I do remember Tremors.
With the sand snakes. Tremors and Footloose are set in the same town as Footloose is portrayed.
What?
Yes. When I read that, Nacho, I was like, wait, hold up. So Kevin Bacon was dancing, and then he ended up beating sand snakes?
Hmm.
Apparently, that's one of the theories.
That's it. I'm gonna have to read on that one. That one's pretty.
Yeah,
that one's pretty crazy.
Okay, and then the last one, Leonardo DiCaprio in Inception. So there's a timeline that Leonardo DiCaprio was actually Jack in Titanic. He did not die when Rose let him go. That's another story on why Rose should have let him on the door. But Leonardo DiCaprio didn't die. He actually washed up in New York, and it actually became to Gangs of New York. Gangs of New York came into Aviator and came into Catch Me If You Can, but it's also a different level of Inception from where he was, and he's also the Great Gatsby from the same time where he was in Gangs of New York and Catch Me If You Can.
So it's all just based in Inception and different levels. It's, okay, different exactly. levels of dreams. Exactly. I was like, wait a minute. They're trying to say that I get what they're saying, except for Aviator, because all the other ones were fictional characters.
Yes,
where exactly. Aviator was based off of a real character who is one of my Catch heroes in life. Can. And same thing Catch with me Catch Me If You Can. Yeah, so that doesn't really follow, but that's really cool. I actually like that one because I love Leonardo DiCaprio movies.
He's dope.
That okay. one's pretty funny. That was a crazy one. For a loop, I was like, wait a minute. How does this work?
Okay, so the last one. This is a dilemma. So this kind of seems like it's a Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother. And it's a real-life Barney Stinson. The guy is a personal trainer, and he dates girls that are not in shape, and he helps them get in shape, and then he dumps them after they get in shape to boost their confidence. Is he an asshole or is he not?
Wait, oh, this is a question. I thought this was still like a fan theory. I was like,
No.
What is this, Johnny Bravo?
This is the dilemma.
I was like, are you talking about Johnny Bravo? Like, what?
This is the dilemma.
Okay.
So do you think this guy's an asshole for being a personal trainer, finding girls that are not in shape, and then getting them in shape while he's dating them, and then once they get the confidence, he dumps them, and then he goes on to the next one? Do you think he's an asshole or not?
It's an asshole move, but at the same time, like, I get what he's doing, but at the same time, you're fucking with somebody's emotions. Anything right. that has to do with dating and you're doing it to do something on the sly is definitely an asshole move.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. I get it. You're trying to be kind at heart, but at the same time, like, if you were to go to the gates of heaven or get your heart weighed by Anubis in Egyptian theory, like, your heart's pretty damn heavy compared to a feather at that point. So
exactly.
No, I don't know.
Listeners, what do you guys think? Do you guys think he's an asshole?
I mean, put yourself in the person's shoes. If I was to right. go and date a personal trainer that said, hey, while we're dating, we're going to work out, get in shape, get me in the best shape of my life. And then once I get in the best shape of life, my confidence is up, dates me. That kind of seems like it's a freaking movie. But at the end, they're like, oh, no, I fell in love with him. And then it's like how to lose a guy in 10 days type of stuff. And it's a rom-com. I could definitely see that as a rom-com. Probably has. Got to get Matthew McConaughey in this because mm-hmm. he's going to need to be in this.
Yeah. Yep.
I think it's an asshole move, but at the same time, like, yeah, if that's real, like, it's fucked up. They're probably gonna think. I mean, personal trainers get that bad rep that they're big headed assholes. So you're living it mm-hmm. up. You're living up to that word. So
I agree. Okay. Well, let's see.
Way to keep the standards.
Way to keep the standards. What about a TV and movie recommendation for our listeners?
So, well, not really a TV show, but Super Bowl's coming up, T, and we have to talk about this. I think I've seen it. I haven't watched anything since the last time we talked. I'm kind of we talked about Avatar, so I'm rewatching The Last Airbender. Of course, I need to catch up on that before the new series comes out. Music-wise, T, you got any new music that you're thinking of?
I have. Let's see. Matt Martians from the internet.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. They dropped a new album. Chromeo dropped a new album as well.
I did not know that.
Oh, no. It's coming out. And I heard a little snippet of it. Oh, man, dude. I'm so excited for it.
Chromeo.
They
so
have
dope.
A song, and it's called Lonesome Nights. Ooh. Oh, dude. Chromeo's amazing. See, I've seen them at Red Rocks. Absolutely wonderful band.
Ooh, okay.
Which is crazy because to think you want to talk about Palestine and Israel, like in their whole little conflict, not getting together. Chromeo is one Jewish person and Palestinian person together as a band. Absolutely
That's
wonderful.
So sick.
It's so
That's
cool.
So sick.
And they use a voice box to do their music. So
great. That's so sick.
Great band. Check it out. Chromeo, I think it comes out February 24th. Everything comes out in February. From what I saw.
Okay. So the TV series, you know, Unsolved Mysteries, the new Unsolved Mysteries that it came out in 2021, I want to say. Watch all of those episodes. Those are crazy. Crazy perspectives of Unsolved Mysteries that have happened. And if you guys grew up in the 90s with Unsolved Mysteries, you guys know that Unsolved Mysteries are so crazy and so pertinent that it's scary. And it makes you question and it makes you turn into an internet sleuth to understand what the hell happened in these cases. That's my TV recommendation. And Nacho and I, we love stuff like that. We love to investigate stuff. We love to divulge in stuff. I know we don't have time on things to investigate, but it's just such a good thing to watch and just see what transpires with stuff like that. In the movie recommendation, Eurovision. Have you watched Eurovision, Notch?
I love Eurovision.
Fucking
dope. That was such a good freaking show.
Will Ferrell is that dude.
He's always it's from Talladega Rachel Nights McAdams, to yeah,
Casa de Mi Padre, like Blaze of Glory,
dude. Nightmare. Will Ferrell was Night at the Roxbury started from Saturday Night Live. Ever since then, Will Ferrell is just amazing. That yeah, so good. Eurovision was a great show. If you don't know what Eurovision is, go on YouTube. It's absolutely wonderful. I love how Europeans do it. They pick one artist to represent their country, and then the countries vote for who's the greatest. Eurovision, the movie kind of shows you, it's comedy, it's romantic, it's a really good show, but it shows you what they actually do. And then if you get a chance, check out what these artists do for Eurovision, the actual competition. It's nuts how much they put into the dude. Then one of the girls actually that was for Norway, I think it was Norway or Denmark, she was actually on America's Got Talent recently. She was only 14 years old, and I was blown away. Her voice is amazing.
And I think last year Sweden won. I want to say Sweden won last year.
Yeah, I think so. Really, really cool. Cool stuff to see. Eurovision, the movie is funny when they're. I love because they're in Iceland, and Icelandic people still believe in. Was it fairies?
Yeah, they elves.
They believe in elves. That little scene at the end when the elf helps him, and he's like, "Thank you."
So good.
The little knife. It's like so a tiny good. Little knife.
So good.
Great show. T, me and you, we were talking about this. Justin Timberlake has a new album coming out.
Yes, it's coming out soon.
So Justin Timberlake has a new album coming out. For all you punk rock alternative, Sum 41 has a new album coming out pretty soon.
What?
Yes.
That's news to me.
I saw Sum 41. I saw Usher is coming out with a new one. Everybody from the 90s, early 2000s coming out with new albums.
Usher already dropped his album.
That's awesome. I did not know that. I'll have to check it out. Well, I mean, he'd had to do something. MGMT is coming out with a new album as well. I've heard a couple of their songs. Really, really good stuff coming from them.
Well,
I think those are all the albums that I know of. Movie-wise, should be good on movies. I don't think anything else has come out that I've watched. That one show you were showing me with the ninjas looks really cool.
House of Ninjas?
Yes.
Y'all need to watch the trailer for House of Ninjas. House of Ninjas and The Last Airbender.
Yes, trailers look amazing for both of them. They're both on Netflix too.
Yes, they
are. Which is really cool.
Yes, they are.
I personally, again, I'm huge into to science and space and stuff like that. The new season of Sheldon starts, which comes from The Big Bang Theory, starts after the Super Bowl, but season 6 is actually on Netflix as well. So when we get off of this, that's what I'm going to go and watch.
Avery loves that show. I've yet to venture into that show, but Avery loves that show.
He likes Young Sheldon or Big Bang Theory?
Young Sheldon.
Oh, it's a great show. It's absolutely wonderful how they got these characters to portray especially Sheldon. If you've watched The Big Bang Theory and then you watch the young Sheldon, it's amazing. It's replica. I swear they're the same person. Same person. It's a great show.
Yeah. Well, shit. That is us for the Jam and Nachos Random Cool Show. We gave you some good recommendations. We gave you guys some good topics. Top 5. Question of the week. All you guys need to do, if you love us, give us a review. Follow us on Instagram. And check out the Random Cool merchandise and the Cool Attire merchandise. And just give your boys a follow. We've done great reviews. And we're just going to get better and better every time we launch an episode for you guys. So continuous following your boys and doing what you do. Loving us and listening to us and talking about us.
Like and share, please.
So that's it for me, Jam T. Not you got anything?
Nope. Just keep on doing what you guys are doing until the next episode. Stay cool. Stay cold, warm, whatever, wherever you're at. But we love it. We enjoy this. We're going to continue to do this. Check it out. Hopefully soon we're going to be on YouTube that way you could actually see our beautiful faces. You get to see that my beard is growing and I got some red hair growing out of my beard. I thought it was, I swear I almost had a heart attack when I saw it. I thought I was getting white in my beard, and I was like, oh, thank God it's red. And then I freaked out, and I was like, where is this red from? Like,
oh, shit, it got some color to it.
I was like, this is crazy. So you can see our beautiful faces coming up pretty soon, so check it out.
All right, y'all. Until next time, we'll see you on episode 9.
Talk to you guys later. See you.
All right, peace.